Well, I guess that's something.
Yep. So, I imagine we're probably going to end up talking about it.
About that?
You know, the thing.
The thing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Fools Rushing In. I'm Jeff Bookman.
I am Chad.
And?
I'm not.
Unfortunately, I'm not. Was unable to be here this evening.
No. So, do we want to just dive into that?
We can.
Okay. So, news broke today that it looks like in about a week we're getting a new update in Marvel Future Fight.
And really, that's what matters.
Is that not the news you were talking about?
Wasn't specifically, but it'll do.
You were talking about the news that Greta Thunberg has been offered multiple scholarships to multiple United States universities?
I was not. That's fantastic news, though.
Okay. Trying to think. What else has happened? We got word from the Army that they're nervous that there may be mass shootings at the Joker releases.
Which confused me, because I didn't know the Army weighed in on those things.
Right, right. I was a little confused by that myself. We got the news that there's no new Critical Role again next Thursday.
Not surprising.
Not what you were talking about, though?
No. I don't think so. All newsworthy stuff. That's okay. All stuff that we care about.
Okay. Got the news that, again, this Friday, my son will be the starting punter as well for the Mansfield Senior High Tigers.
That's pretty cool.
I'm assuming that's not the news you were talking
about. Wasn't. I don't think.
Okay. Were you talking about the thing that the White House put out this morning?
Which thing?
The document that they put out this morning? Totally exonerating.
The one they put out this morning or the one they put out this evening?
Well, I knew that they put one out this morning, and then I know they sent the email this afternoon. Did they put something else out?
No, but what did they need to?
No, not really.
On top of that, what started yesterday.
We've been shying a little bit away from the politics in recent-ish history. Except for the NRA, because fuck the NRA. But we recognize that not everyone has our political sensibilities, and while we wish that you did have our political sensibilities, we'd like you to listen along and make fun of us just like everybody else. But today, the White House released a memo about the phone call that the president had with the Ukrainian president that they felt exonerated the president, which the only thing that you could say, if you actually read it, it's 5 pages. If you're going to fucking argue with me that it says something, make sure you've read it, because I have, and I have notes on where shit's located. In their own memo, they admitted twice during the phone call that Trump twice asked for the Ukrainian president to have his government look into Joe Biden with the help of Attorney General William Barr and or Trump's personal country attorney, is what he's currently wanting to be called, Rudy Giuliani.
He's half right.
Tree law?
The other half.
Conyer?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
More that he was a cunt, but really neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. So then, after they let everybody read this memo that they published, don't let anybody tell you that any media organization doctored or did anything to that, because you can go to the White House website and you can get the memo yourself and you can read the 5 pages and see for yourself what they're admitting to. They then decided to email talking points, but they got their email lists mixed up.
And they emailed it to the opposition.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, the talking points only succeeded in making it sound like a criminal cover-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, if you're being realistic...
It is.
Is what it is.
It is. Did you see the news? And I only saw it... the only reporting I saw on it was on Twitter by... I think it was an NBC or a CBS reporter that the Inspector General threatened to resign if the White House tried to gag him during testimony. Let me see if I can find this again.
So basically, I get to testify, you don't get to stop me.
Let me see if I can find it here.
If he resigns, doesn't he then become a private citizen?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the Inspector General. It's the DNI.
Director of National Intelligence?
Yes. The acting director of National Intelligence.
Because they're all only acting.
Yes.
None of them are actual appointees.
Because they haven't been confirmed.
Because he doesn't keep them long enough right to go through a confirmation. It's how he controls the playing field. That is a bullshit semi-criminal tactic.
Yeah. So the Washington Post reported it, and now people are trying to rebuff the claim that the acting director of National Intelligence on Wednesday threatened to resign over concerns about the White House forcing him to stonewall Congress. This looks like a developing story. He is set to testify in public and behind closed doors tomorrow, or today, or maybe in the past.
Depends when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
On the 26th.
Yes. But, I don't know, man. There's a whole lot of people, not just the Washington Post, stating that he threatened to resign. And they're not all sourcing the Washington Post on this.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks
weird. We are in. We went from the Twilight Zone to just, it's gotten kind of fucking weird.
So the only thing I can say, the only way I can rationalize this in my brain, is this has to be how our parents felt in the early stages of the post-Watergate shitstorm.
Brother, I got no idea.
I mean, we couldn't even ask Not if he were here, because...
He wouldn't have been old enough to...
No, he wouldn't have been born.
No, you're right.
It would have still been 2 years before he was born. 3 years. 3 years. But, you know, I'm looking at this, and I don't know if you... Are you in the Stone Kettle Station group?
I am.
Did you see the play-by-play of what happened at work today?
No. I was occupied with something today.
Okay.
Which makes it sound like I was doing something really fucking constructive.
But you weren't.
I was playing Borderlands.
So, I have it. For those who listen along, this is old news, but for those who may be listening to this because, hey, it's politics, I work in a predominantly Republican town, a predominantly MAGA town, and I work at probably the most MAGA place a person could work at.
That's not the White House.
Yes. Well, I don't know, man. I think there might be more Trump cocksuckers where I work than at the White House. At least on a per capita basis.
Yeah, but your place provides knee pads. It has knee pads.
We do. We even have extra padding and hard plastic on the outside in case it's like in the cafeteria.
Exactly.
So, two of my most diehard MAGA co-workers had very different reactions today.
Okay.
One of them was despondent to the point of tears.
Good. Those people deserve to cry. I blame them for a lot of what's going on right now.
Left at lunch and did not come back.
Because just so distraught?
Well, that leads into the play-by-play. So apparently they called their spouse right before they were leaving and told them to come home as well.
Uh-huh.
Because they needed to make a plan.
What? Okay.
This is the apocalypse. Or as they said it, apocalypse.
Yeah? Apocalypse? Yeah.
Apocalypse.
Okay.
That coworker, like, ready to go to the sportsman's den and armor up. Because you know what's going to happen in the apocalypse.
Obama's going to come around with his little red wagon to finally take everybody's guns?
No, no. Obama's going to take his little red wagon to Shelby, Ohio. And go down the shit-ass street this person lives on. And he ain't going to be there for the guns. He's going to be there for the food and the water and the gold and the silver.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish I were joking.
You got to fill me in on exactly how the fuck that works.
Well, because us... In their mindset, us gun-hating liberals are going to create anarchy and civil war, and we are somehow, in our gun-hating ways, going to go door-to-door targeting only Republicans to take their food, water, and precious goods that they could barter with to get more.
Okay.
Man, I'm not saying it makes sense.
That's good, because it doesn't.
Okay. But they see the writing on the wall. They read the memo today, and they walked into my office, and they said, "Did you read this?" And I looked at them, and I was like, this is a pretty broad noun in this place. What are you talking about?" And they flipped their phone around, and... it's the memo. And I was like, I just finished reading it. Man, Trump's fucked. And it took me a second because I was trying not to say, gee, y'all finally woke up? And instead I said something that I thought came out better than it probably did. And I said, well, that's an incredible amount of self-realization that has just been thrust upon you.
Did that lead to confusion over...
A little bit.
Over the words?
A little bit. And they left. And then the other MAGA lover, deep, like everybody that I work with, for the most part, there are some, you know, not, but... the other, like, would try to go to a rally and get front stage so that they could, you know...
touch the chosen one?
Expose themselves to get grabbed at a Trump rally. Was just the opposite.
They let you do it.
Yeah.
When you're a star.
Yeah. Was just the opposite. Furious, angry, how dare we... This completely exonerates him. This is the Mueller report all over again. Why can't they just get over the fact that Hillary lost? Blah, 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 blah. Like, totally already drinking that GOP spin Kool-Aid. And I just looked at her. And I was like, did you actually read the memo? Yeah, I read it. And you don't see where he admits in this to committing crimes? No. And I just kind of stared at her until she walked away. And then I turned around to my desk and I pulled up copies of the Constitution, copies of the clauses, copies of, you know, everything related to how he broke the law. And I just opened up an email and just pasted links. To which point, she walked back into my office and said, fuck you, don't give me your liberal propaganda.
I didn't know the Constitution was liberal propaganda.
Especially when it comes from the .gov site containing all of it. So apparently, if you didn't know, apparently .gov is just another liberal snowflake fucking bullshit agenda.
I assumed it was all part of the... No, I don't even know. That's insanity.
Can't get it out, can you?
Nope.
Nope. That's kind of where we're at. I mean... Everything about what is going on is just...
We've moved beyond surreal.
Yeah.
Because now it's all very, very real and very, very criminal.
Yes.
And
it's I struggle with words to explain it to people how I feel right now. I posted a thing on Facebook this morning. And I think that best encapsulated my feelings. Like, a lot of people are like, well, you're just a liberal. You just hate Trump. Yeah, you're right. I do.
Well, both of those things are true.
Well, both of those things are true. I wouldn't care who was in the Oval Office right now. If anyone were to have this amount of evidence pointed against them that they betrayed the office of the president, that they betrayed the country, I'd want them impeached. No doubt, not even a second thought that that party would even play into it.
It shouldn't.
I mean, this is one of those instances where conservatives claim that they're patriots. This is one of those instances where they're acting against their own claims of being a patriot. Man. Gets me going.
And honestly, this is going to be the rare instance where I think one is behooven to use... his own line of logic.
Oh?
Yeah. About how you should love your country. Because if you do, in fact, love and care about this country,
mm-hmm.
then you should be able to recognize that this is a problem.
Yes.
And it's a big problem.
It's a very big problem.
And it needs addressed.
Yes. And I honestly think the way that we're seeing things move, the needle shifting, so to speak, in the House right now, a lot of people are like, well, I mean, it doesn't matter if they impeach him in the House because when it gets to the Senate, they'll just kill it. I don't think so. I don't think that's a foregone conclusion right now. Especially because all that we have right now is this memo that is clearly doctored. It's clearly not the official transcript of the phone call. This is what the White House is trying to control the situation with. And going back to the origin of all this, the whistleblower complaint, the phone call was only one part of the whistleblower complaint. We're already seeing the Republican base that the president had shored up. That's eroding.
Yeah.
I think that it is highly possible by the time we get through the inquiry and the articles of impeachment and it goes to the Senate, that could have eroded to a point where it's over. And a lot of people are like, well, there's only a year until the election. What's it matter now? I don't think this is going to take a year. I would be really surprised if this makes it through January without.
Well, an impeachment inquiry gets an incredible amount of latitude in what they get to investigate as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it'll go to the articles of impeachment. And then, you know, by that time, when it's hitting the floor of the Senate, I'm not willing to say right now that the majority that the Republicans have in the Senate right now will hold. I don't think everyone's going to toe the line. And I just saw this. Oh my God, this just flashed across my screen. Let me get back to it. Apparently, we could end up with a new president by the end of this. That is not Mike Pence. Because Donald Trump ruled on Mike Pence.
What?
You've not heard about this?
No.
Yeah, this just went across my news ticker. And I forgot all about this. Where is it? Oh my God.
And also Mike Pence's conversations, which were, I think, one or two of them. They were perfect. They were all perfect. It's very sad what the Democrats are doing.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He just rolled on the vice president. Which some people are saying maybe this is a warning shot towards the Republicans. That if you take me down, I'm going to take them all down. And then you're going to end up with President Pelosi. Which, you know me, I'm pretty fucking liberal. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with President Pelosi.
I don't think she wants to be president.
Well, that's good, because it'd be really hard to have a I thought it'd be hard to have a president that was more out of touch with the modern working American than Donald Trump. But as Nancy Pelosi has found ways to illustrate over the past 9 months, she is way more out of touch with the modern working class American. So, yeah, that's what, like 20 minutes of us talking about.
Yeah, give or take.
The shitstorm. Okay, so I'm so excited she uploaded this. I'm going to send a picture in group chat. Okay. Shit, how do I do that? Can you not just... There it is. Send a messenger. Hopefully you get it without the comment. and you just see the picture to start.
Okay. Or you want me to look?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so just scroll down so that you can't see the comment and you can just see the picture when you pull it up.
Again, I haven't been on, social media really at all today.
That's fine. That's fine. This picture just went up literally 10 minutes before you got here. Do you see what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand what that's supposed to be?
Maybe.
Okay. So my daughter is a freshman. Her homeroom is with the French teacher.
Okay.
My son, a senior, has French 3, third period.
Okay.
My freshman drew this on the whiteboard in the back of the French classroom, where it stayed
all day.
All day. So what you're seeing in this picture is my daughter's rendition of Aiden's man bun. The red dots are acne.
Okay.
He's wearing his champs shirt, his uniform. And that super awesome, massively swole right leg is his kicking leg.
Okay.
Aiden saw this today at school, did not see the name, and the line pointing down to it. So when my daughter asked him what he thought of the portrait of him that she had drawn, he was like, "What are you talking about?" So she pulled up this picture, at which point he lost it, just laughing hysterically because he didn't realize it was him. And then he had to point by point ask what each thing was.
Okay.
Like, what's up with my fucked up leg? And she's like, "That's your kicking leg, bro. That's swole."
Because of course it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, none of us really understand why she put the acne on his neck.
Because she wanted to keep his face pretty.
Yeah, apparently. So,
because I was going to ask what's wrong with that lady's legs and why is she wearing blood pearls?
Yeah, yeah.
But now it makes sense. Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. So, you know, the shit that happens in my daily life. So what else we got to talk about tonight?
Well, we've got a convention coming up next week.
We do. We have Con on the Cob.
And we are super prepped, of course.
Of course we are.
Why wouldn't we be? I mean, it would be foolish and irresponsible not to be.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it is a month early.
Yeah, but we've known about it for 11 months.
10 months. No, you're right, 11 months.
They announced it then.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, so I guess while I'm on the socials doing shit, I can start handling that. That'll be our scheduled post for tomorrow.
Okay.
As well. But, yeah, we've got Con on the Cob next week. Where we will be doing more free demos of our game currently on Kickstarter, Fill in the Game. We will have O'Clock there that you can play and purchase. We will have PDFs. Well, there'll be papers. Unless you want a PDF, we can show you how to get to the PDF of both The Cobbler and Gozer, our con-exclusive campaign monsters from last year. And we will have Sunday.
Sunday.
Only Sunday at Con on the Cob. We will have PDFs of the monsters from this year's Con on the Cob. I don't want to promise a module and not be able to deliver a module. There is a chance that there will be a module available that you could pick up. But I would say you'll definitely be able to pick up monster stat sheets for monsters from Giant Robots versus Monsters, but everything's made out of pretzels. The D&D experience.
There is that.
Unfortunately, no place was able to get me a turnaround on the book, so we will not have a book in the auction this year, which I am most disappointed about.
I am as well.
Well, I take that back. There was one place that could have got me a book done, printed, ready. And this was when I started looking back in August when Ray dropped, end of August, when Ray dropped 25 into the repository. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, I got all 25. So I started shopping around, and the only place that could guarantee that I would have a book ready to go in time to be put in the Con on the Cob auction, the price for the book would have been $130.
Jesus Christ.
Because that would have been their super deluxe rush shipping. So, no book, which is okay. I had thought about maybe just printing out some of the pages or panels, I guess, maybe. I don't know. That Ray could sign for people if they so chose and give them away.
Well, I think he also said he was going to be doodling.
Yeah. So
it'll be refreshing to see him doodle on paper.
It will. I won't lie. I love Ray's artwork. But I do miss the organic side of it.
Yeah.
I miss seeing that evolution.
I'm with you.
Because, you know, he would come here and he'd have the sketchbook and, like, he'd just be flipping through the sketchbook. Mm-hmm. I know he has all that stuff on his tablet. But you don't see him flipping through it, so it's hard to be like, wait, stop, let me see that.
We only see what he shares with us.
Yes. Yes. It is Richfield, right?
It is.
I always want to call it Akron, and I'm like, no, it's not actually Akron.
I am. Do you want me to? Do you want the address?
Yeah. What's the address?
I will dump it into the group chat.
Okay. That'll be awesome. Ding.
Fries are done. I think.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe they are.
Well, either way, there you go.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Let's see. I always fuck up at doing this.
Guess so.
Trying to find the events. There it is.
Okay.
So, do you think that, do you think that our little D&D thing is going to go well?
I'd like to think it will.
I hope so.
I want it to.
Me too. I think, man, I think that's going to be the highlight. At least for me.
Okay.
Above and I mean, don't get me wrong. I love seeing people. I love running demos of the game. I love talking to people about our games. But Saturday night is always something kind of special. At Con on the Cob.
Yeah. I'm actually missing out on doing the only thing that I, the only other thing that I would want to do the entire weekend. To do our thing.
What's that?
Concert Saturday night.
Which concert?
2D6.
I thought that was Friday night.
Nope.
Oh. What time's our concert? Let me guess, right when we're...
9. Updated because they don't have it here. There's supposed to be a debate at some point.
Oh?
Lovecraft and Gandersnitch the Goblin.
Okay.
I don't know what they're debating, and I don't know why it's happening, but it is.
Okay. Why? Okay.
Yeah, see, because the questions you want to ask, I've already told you I don't know. But that's part of why I want to see it.
When is that?
I think Friday night.
Damn, I kind of wish I could be there. Where will I be next Friday night? Schedule. I should have this fucking memorized, but I don't. Let's see. Oh, okay. That's Lexington. I will be at Lexington. I was like, wait, no, it's not. Okay. Yeah, the following Saturday is Mansfield's homecoming. After Con on the Cob.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no. I was a little worried when I saw the schedule of things. I was like, oh shit, I'm not going to be able to go to anything.
You sounded like Yogi Bear there for a second.
Oh shit, boo-boo.
Yes. A little weird.
Yeah, so.
So we've got that. What else do we have coming up? We have other things coming up. believe the count is now 4 other games in development, various stages.
Yes.
Ray is always the quickest to get his shit to prototype.
Yes. I have been working on my game, even though we've kind of missed out on that challenge. Mm-hmm. I have still been plugging away at tightening up the concept for mine.
Okay.
Now that does mean that I have
essentially missed out on the challenge. There's still well over 30 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was...
When I brought it up, there were like 60 days left.
Oh, I thought we were closing in on like 2 weeks.
We can check. I think there's still well over a month.
Okay. Because I'm pretty pleased with it. I'm ready to, like, commit to actually prototyping, printing, and getting everything ready to go. To see if it works.
I want to work on the art. Because that, to me, just... Oh.
Okay. I want to work on the art. Number one, because... This is a game where we're not going to have to rely on Ray for all the art.
There is that.
It does put you and I in the driver's seat on the art.
Which I'm okay with, because what we talked about is going to make it kind of surreal, but I think it plays to our sort of strengths.
Yes. But, I mean, I don't want to work on the art if the game itself is shit.
Yeah, but it could be a shit game that looks really cool.
Okay. We have really good games that look really good. I don't want to...
They can't all be winners.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
You know what we should do? We should make a game that is absolutely fantastic and just looks like trash.
Okay. I can do that. I actually had an idea for a game just like that.
Okay.
So, not everything will look like trash. And maybe looking like trash is the wrong way to describe it. I have an idea for a game, and I want to incorporate drawings.
Okay.
By your youngest, my nieces, and my oldest nephew. Just the art. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. It will definitely have a look.
It'll have a look. It'll have a very distinct look.
It will.
Because all the people that I just named are 8 and younger.
They are.
But it's going to be the ultimate throwback to your childhood game.
Okay. How so?
Well, I don't know how much I want to spoil about it on air.
Oh, fair enough. Color me intrigued.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm actively kind of, I wouldn't say, like, hardcore designing that, but I am actively thinking about, like, how to do that and make it work.
Okay.
So... Huh. They don't list the times. Oh, there it is.
Times for what?
The times for the con. I had to dig in a little bit to find them.
Oh. They're out there.
Yes. Yes. They are out there.
We've still got more of our weekend shenanigans ready to go.
Yes.
Coupled with all that goes along with that.
Yep. I think we probably need to do one of those here soon, right?
We have 3 more episodes.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do one of those soon. How long does Vistaprint take to get a banner done?
If you send the order off tomorrow with Rotten, how soon are you trying to get it here?
Next Thursday.
We can count on that.
Okay.
If you got it ordered tomorrow, maybe.
Okay.
But you'd need to go like rush shipping, and you might have to call them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was worth a thought. I have an idea for a banner that I would like to do for us. But I'm going to need resources from I'm Not.
Okay. Is it in support of the other summon popular property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I can see that. He will hate that.
Well, I mean, he could design it.
I'm just saying, maybe he'll be okay with it. I don't know.
I have a specific idea. I'll tell you about it off air. Okay. For how I want to do that banner.
Okay.
So. God damn it. You know what sucks?
What's that?
When you're trying to find a specific file and you just can't.
Yeah, that's typically a problem.
God damn it.
Sorry?
It's okay. I just...
Well, that's good, because I'm not really sorry.
It's the whole, like, we have the one cloud-based and the other cloud-based, and then I have the files on my computer, and I know I have a specific file that will work exactly for what I want. I just have to find it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's the way this shit works, I guess.
That is what I'm told.
There it is. Jesus Christ. Yep, that's it. Okay. It's not quite what I thought it was, but that's okay. I can fix that. I have the technology.
You do indeed.
Literally at my fingertips. So I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
When you use your trackball,
mm-hmm.
What fingers do you use to move the ball of your trackball?
My thumb.
Okay. So I have found recently at work, I've been doing a lot of precise pen work in Photoshop, and I have started using this to move my trackball.
Okay.
I
have done that before.
I don't know why. I don't feel like it gives me any more precision. I think it's just like a comfort thing. I almost feel like I'm trying to use a pencil with the wrong hand.
Yeah.
As if that's somehow going to make this better for me.
I can see that.
Now I'm trying to break the habit.
Okay.
And every so often I'm like, why am I doing this? This is dumb. Have you watched anything nifty lately?
Mm, Let's see. Finished up the first season of Hannah.
I am unfamiliar.
It's on Amazon.
Mm. Okay.
It's good. I look forward to the second season. I'm curious where they're taking it.
Okay.
Let's see. Started watching another series on Amazon. I've only seen the first couple of episodes. Undone. It's animated in that style. You may not have seen the movie, but you remember the movie Scanner Darkly.
Yeah.
Had Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
That kind of animation style.
It was, they, if I'm remembering it right, they actually filmed it, or did they do motion capture and then animated over top of that?
It was sort of animated over top of.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's got Bob Odenkirk. He's the biggest name that I know of in it.
And that is Saul.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought.
Three episodes in, it is about a girl who may or may not be schizophrenic. Because if she's not schizophrenic, she may or may not have the ability to move through time.
Oh. Okay.
It's trippy and weird and pretty good.
Hmm.
Let's see. Started watching the newest season of American Horror Story.
How is it? I haven't had a chance to mess with it.
It is every 80s slashers movie that you've ever seen.
Okay. I guess I don't understand how that fits in.
The first episode, so it fits into the, like, the into the mythology.
Yeah.
The first episode features the Night Stalker.
Hmm. Okay.
Which ties it into Hotel.
Okay.
Because he was a guest.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, it's one episode, so that was it.
Okay.
So far, there's two killers, maybe? I don't know. Guy keeping trophies. And just all of the tropes of an 80s movie.
So people die during sex?
In the first 5 minutes.
I'm so down for this. I am more here for this than I thought I would be.
But I started watching it and I'm like, all right, well, time to get excited about something. I'll come to hate in 10 weeks. Because every season tends to start about the same.
Okay.
Last season wasn't the train wreck that I expected it to be. Apocalypse.
I don't think I watched last season.
You didn't. It wasn't the train wreck that I expected it to be. They didn't do what they normally do at the end. There was a lot going on.
Okay. What was Apocalypse?
Literally that.
Oh, wait, was that the one that kind of supposedly was going to tie everything together?
Well, Sarah Paulson played, I think, over the course of the season, three characters.
Okay.
Evan Peters played two.
Okay.
It tied back to Coven.
Mm. Gotcha.
So, I don't know that it tied everything together.
Okay.
But it more or less worked. It finished better than some seasons.
You and I are kind of split on how we feel about some of those seasons. If I remember correctly, you did not like the way Asylum ended.
No, I thought the ending to Asylum was fucking stupid.
I actually enjoyed it.
Because it was their callback to something that came up once.
Mm-hmm.
Previously. Once.
Okay.
Just once.
Okay.
It was like they were filming the last episode and they're like, oh shit, we forgot to bring this storyline back. Here, let's do this at the end.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
It was fucking Steve Rogers on a park bench.
A little. But it was Steve Rogers on a park bench if Steve Rogers would have disappeared 15 minutes into Endgame.
That would have been a different movie.
And then you forgot that Steve Rogers disappeared 15 minutes into the movie.
That's fair. The only good part about Asylum was the absolute end that didn't take place in the past. Because no one liked the Dylan McDermott parts.
Yeah.
And those were the only parts I enjoyed.
I didn't hate them. I was confused by them for a little bit. I actually also, I think my... Okay, so Hotel is probably my favorite season.
It was good.
Partly because I truly appreciate Lady Gaga's acting ability, and I mean that not tongue-in-cheek.
No.
I thought she was truly amazing.
Well, she was one of the best things about that season.
My second favorite season is Freak Show.
I enjoyed Freak Show.
We are in the minority on that.
The one that I found maddening was Roanoke.
Never finished it.
Yeah.
To this day. And I probably won't. Ever. I did not even make it as far as you did. Because you at least got to the part where the actors came.
Oh, no. I finished it.
Oh, okay.
Because I hit a point in every season after the first, there has come a point where it's like, all right, well, we're writing this out because we started it.
You felt that way about Freak Show?
A little bit.
Hmm. I definitely felt that way about Coven. I felt that there was a lot of great things that could have happened in Coven.
Mm-hmm. It's been that way with every season.
Man, I don't know. Maybe Cult is up there.
I enjoyed Cult. Again, except for the ending.
What didn't you like about the ending of Cult?
It's just... They go to such great lengths to weave 2, 3, 5, 9 stories throughout the entirety of a season. And yeah. Then they have to put just a bow on everything in the final episode. And
yeah, I will say I wish that they kind of, like, give themselves another episode... Or in the, if they're stuck to that 12 episode format or whatever they're using.
Start tying it up in the previous episode.
Yeah,
next to last episode.
Yeah.
But they don't. And
they do try and put all the bows on the last episode.
And it's not even the entirety of the last episode. It's like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
They try to shoehorn, and it's that more often than not, he's trying to shoehorn happy endings in.
Was there a happy ending in Cult?
Cult leader got killed.
Right. Is that the happy ending?
I think it's intended to be, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that as a happy ending.
There's also like sub calls. It was weird.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Okay, so we've poked fun at it because I've started watching some of the ridiculous documentaries, air quotes, on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I found this one, struggling to go to sleep one night, and I found this one called Weird Wonders of the World.
Okay.
Watch the first episode. The first episode is fascinating. They talk about the violin maker Stradivarius.
Okay.
And how there was some skepticism in the late 90s about whether or not what is most routinely considered to be his greatest violin he ever created,
mm-hmm.
on whether or not it was actually his.
Okay.
So they go through, they talk about the process that they used to determine that it was really his. And in the process, they talk about why his instruments ended up being so beautiful sounding. And it all comes down to the fact that in the Italian Alps, where he was living, at that time, there was a phenomenon going on with the sun in that region. And it was not... That region was not getting the same level of sunlight and natural heat generated by the atmosphere and things like that. So the wood was growing at a slower rate. So the rings of the trees were more dense, creating a wood that is approximately 3 times more dense than normal spruce wood. Which is why his violins sound the way they do. I was like, oh, okay, that's really cool. So then from that, they jump into this thing about violin strings. And a medical research doctor in Japan wanted to create the perfect sounding violin strings. So he did so using his, at the time, current research subject, spiders.
Okay.
Each violin string is made out of 15,000 strands of spider silk. Wow, that's pretty cool. At which point they then transition into the next story in the episode, which is truly the most mind-fucking thing I had watched in a long time, and I actually did my own research to confirm that this really happened. And I'm going to say right now that Sony missed a fucking opportunity with Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
They had Spider-Ham. You know what they didn't have?
What?
Spider-Goat. Because Spider-Goats are real. So apparently...
Oh, yeah. You milk them and you get
the protein in the milk is the fucking spider silk protein. So yeah. Then you condense it all down and you get fucking spider silk out of a fucking goat. I was partly weirded out by this. Part fascinated. But mostly weirded out. Because, you know, gene splicing is a thing, and I get that, but you're splicing an arachnid with a fucking mammal. I mean, pretty soon they're going to have a spider person who can shoot webs, but it's going to be a female spider person and not Spider-Man, and she's gonna shoot spider silk out of her boobs.
Okay.
That was the fucked up bizarre dream I had after falling asleep to Weird Wonders of the World and their crazy fucking story on spider goats. Are you caught up on Preacher?
No.
God damn it.
I've been playing Borderlands.
Okay. Well, they've gone so far off the reservation on Preacher.
I might be able to get caught up this weekend.
Here's the thing. I think they've gone off the res on Preacher. You brought me the Preacher stuff so that I can reread it. I haven't had a chance to dig into that yet. But I don't remember everything going down in the end the way that it is in the show. Did it all go down? Where did it all go down in the comics?
It's been a while since I read it.
Like, number one, I think it's a whole on setting change.
It is. Nothing happened in Australia.
Right, I know that. No, I was talking about when they all get back together at the end. Because next week is the series finale.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know nothing happened in Australia. I know that Hitler's not in the comics. I remember that much. Which makes me believe Breakdancing Jesus isn't in the comics. I don't remember some of the double crosses that have shown up being in the comics. It's gone differently. I'm not saying that I'm angry about the way they're finishing it up. But there's some things that I'm just utterly confused about. And I feel bad because I unintentionally then spoiled something in chat, though you won't realize it until it comes up in the show.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. Did I talk about the fact that I finished that show, Another Life?
I knew you were watching it.
So I finished it. I will say it takes a minute for the show to kind of get its footing. They're kind of all over the place. The story's a little wonky. Things are really disjointed. But I want to say by like three quarters of the way through the season, they finally hit a point where like it's still not what you would consider, like, I don't know, early Walking Dead or, you know, Game of Thrones level of quality. But it's now what I would say, at this point, it got to be better than that stereotypical terrible sci-fi channel series. And I feel bad because I don't think it's going to get a second season. And I'm at a point now where I need a second season. They found a way to bring the season to such a great climax for the season finale. Like, there, you can only imagine that the first two episodes of season two are going to be like mid-season premieres of The Walking Dead, where big crazy shit happens, people die, like earth-shattering type of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way they left it all hanging. And they really, like, the last couple of episodes really got pretty good. I know Ray hates the woman playing the lead on the show. He's mentioned that. My wife doesn't care for her. I enjoyed it. Her performance. I enjoyed most of the show. Once it, like, the I'll admit, like, episode one's okay, episode two's kind of okay, and then, like, I don't know, 3, 4, and 5, or 3 through 6, or something like that, like, they really kind of struggle. They're trying too hard to put in everything to build their world and their mythos, and the rest of the story suffered. So, any word from Teleraimundo? Nope. Was hoping to hear more about what he's got going on.
No, unfortunately, there is not. He's at least watching the conversation.
Is he?
Looks like it.
Ah, yes, he is. Cool. Good. He's back engaged. Oh, let's see. Is there anything breaking news-wise? Like, I'm expecting at some point I'm just going to open up a news site and they're going to be like, Trump has resigned. Oh, no, but this is pretty cool.
He'll declare himself king for life. What?
The whistleblower has agreed to testify to Congress.
Whistleblower wanted to. They've wanted to for several... They've been trying to come up with a way to do it.
The anonymous whistleblower tentatively agrees to meet with lawmakers so long as they get appropriate security clearances for legal counsel. Oh yeah, did you see that apparently earlier today also, Trump just tried to make Nancy Pelosi no longer Speaker of the House?
There's actually more to the quote than just that.
Oh yeah?
Yes. It was in a... That quote was actually taken out of context.
Okay.
Because he said it.
Okay.
He said it in a much larger overarching commentary. It's not often where I'm going to come to his defense on these things.
But okay.
There's a lack of accuracy in just using that quote.
Okay.
The entire thing was being framed in a context of the House being overrun by the radical left, and she's no longer in control.
Mm.
So it was more, she's not the Speaker of the House anymore because the radical left has taken over.
Ah, okay.
It was not him making the declaration, I deem it so, therefore it must be.
Okay.
Not that that is outside the realm of reality, because I just stumbled on that and went down a brief rabbit hole that showed more of what went on than just the clickbaity headline that he had declared it.
Okay. I was really kind of confused about it, but that came across my stream right as I was leaving work, so I didn't get to... I didn't get to research it at all. Ah, I see where you're at.
What?
I was like, what is he typing over there? I don't see anything on my shit. I found you. I've heard you over there typing.
You don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Really?
Why?
You might want to go back to that tab then, sir.
It depends, which tab?
The one that starts with a T and ends with a witter.
Why, did we get a ban notification?
No.
As much as I try, I can't get embarrassment and cheap trending.
Yeah. It's okay. One day.
All right.
We got anything else?
I mean, we do, but it's not anything that's coming up for at least a couple of weeks now. It's a few weeks out.
Jesus Christ.
The only thing I have coming is a couple of weeks out.
Okay.
And it's kind of already gotten approval from Ray, so.
What's it?
I should probably get approval from one other person. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
On your marks, get set, hey!
Jesus Christ. I really
was
hate
that on your marks, get set, bang?
Bake.
That sounds far less interesting.
Yeah.
Because the other would, I mean, that is a reality-based competition show that I might watch.
I make a living talking Jesus to myself.
Jesus fucking Christ. Netflix has even added this fucking autoplay bullshit to their website. I was trying to log in to see if there was anything else cool that I'd watched recently. And every time I stop to see if it's something that I want to see if that's something that I've watched or if it was interesting, it starts fucking autoplaying. Oh. Okay, well.
All right.
I guess that's about it.
I think so. I don't know that we have anything else to cover at this point.
You know who's been interestingly quiet today amongst all of this?
Who?
The NRA.
It's weird. You think they'd rally around the chosen one.
You'd think.
I mean, there is one asshole that's working on making himself internet famous for offering to kill people to stand beside the president.
Yeah, I saw that. Reported it. Apparently, that's okay by Twitter standards.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how it is, but whatever. So I guess is this where we say
fuck the NRA?
Don't give them your money. Don't give them your name. If you want to have some fun, don't do what I did and sign up for the Ohio State Healthcare Survey. They're offering $50 to answer a survey.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, cool, I'll take a stab at that. $50 is $50. Man, I was on the fucking phone for 45 minutes. Answering the most boring questions. I felt bad. The girl who was administering the survey, man, you could tell she was number one, a college student, number two, had not really had a whole lot of time with the script prior to giving me a call. So yeah, that was fun compared to a root canal. But yeah, fuck the NRA. Back our Kickstarter. Come to Con on the Cob. Don't search your children's internet porn history.
Or do, because maybe you have common interests.
Yeah, I don't. Thank God. I think that's it. Are we just gonna sit here in silence now?
Isn't that what we do?
I think we should probably let the people go, though.
I guess.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
just want to get your thoughts on something real quick.
Okay. You said... Wait. There's a term for this kind of porn. I don't remember what it is. It's not hentai. But there is a term for the kind of porn where it's just a floating dick.
I don't think it's intended to just be a floating dick, but...
Well, they did a good job of making it look like a floating dick.
It did. I like the inclusion of the vein.
That does lend a little bit of authenticity to it, I guess. I guess? That's weird. I don't know what to think of that.
Okay.
It's very weird. I don't know why you shared that with the group, though.
I shared it with the right group, at least.
Sure.
As opposed to a recipe that just got shared everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck that happened.
We're going to make it this weekend, thanks.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No idea how that happened.
Yeah, she walked in. Why is Chad sending me a recipe? Like, I don't know. He put it in one of our group chats, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Not the one I shared this image in.
The one that I have everything shut off on?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's literally the last comment in that group.
Yeah, it is. That's funny shit. And no one said anything in there. Okay.
For the curious, it's Mongolian beef. Just ask Chad. He'll send you the recipe. He's real good at it. Like, stop putting your phone in your back pocket.
Apparently. Apparently.
Because you're either sending recipes or you randomly called me
for yes, I did.
Over 10 minutes.
Yes, I did.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was good.
Yeah.
Gave insight.
Into my anger.
The weird part is, none of it was unexpected. Like, none of it was like, this is weirdly out of character for him. It was all just like, sounds about right. I'm just curious to see where it goes.
Maybe I'll stick you in my back pocket when I go across the street in the morning.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
They're fucking around and not handling shit.
Really? Because all it did was smell like gas when I got here tonight.
Yeah, I know.
This is the worst it's ever smelled.
Right?
All right. Yeah, so there you have it. This has been Two Fools Rushing In. Be excellent to each other.
Or eat dicks.
But only if you're the president.
That's right.